Lord has really blessed us today. If you haven't been blessed today, you better get your blesser checked. I'm going to be coming out of Hebrews 4:16 about boldness. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. I thought a lot about that this week, and I wrote some notes down here about boldness. What is boldness? And it's not arrogance. Boldness can be mistaken for arrogance sometimes. Arrogance is thinking more of yourself than you are. Okay? That's a better than thou feeling or whatever. Everybody knows arrogance. Everybody has an arrogant person in their life. Okay? Everybody knows that. Boldness is confidence in what you are. Okay? Confidence in what you are. So, my point is we can, once you're saved, okay, once you're born again, you can stand before God in confidence. Okay? Right? Okay. Yeah, we're humbled. But you can be boldly humble. Okay, so I just got some stuff down here to how do we get bold, and several scriptures here that just really will jump out at us. There'll come a time when we'll stand before God fully exposed. Fully exposed. I just wrote down here, totally alone, okay? Debbie won't be there with me, or your spouse, or whatever. My pastor won't be there with me. It's all about you, me, individual. There's going to come that time. Okay. We can go boldly to the throne of grace. Now, I thought about that in the Old Testament, how you had to go through a priest. I think there was another priest on the inside, had to go through the holy place, through the veil, into the Holy of Holies. And they actually even tied a rope around the one that went into the Holy of Holies. In case he didn't do it perfectly, he would be struck dead. And that way they could pull him out. So that's how difficult it was. Do you think these guys went in there boldly? No, they went with an animal blood sacrifice. Okay, now we're going to talk about how in a little bit. And I'll get through stammering because the Lord really blessed me with this one. Okay, and I've been confident all day, and I'm going to be bold. I'm just still getting that nervous spell over. Okay, so how? Hebrews 10:19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God. Okay. That's telling us right there, the blood of Jesus clothes us. Okay? And we have a high priest that he alone can go to the Father. Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That is where you get your boldness. Okay? It's nothing I can do. Okay, arrogance is something I think I can do. Boldness is standing on the promise that I took on Jesus. Jesus' blood has covered this man. When I am fully exposed, saved by that grace, God sees Jesus. God doesn't see this failure of a person here. He sees Jesus. Wow, that's exciting. That's what's got me excited all week about this. Do we realize the opportunity that we have? I thought a lot about that this week. Okay, that's the opportunity of salvation for a lost person. But farther than that, the opportunity for us as Christians that we can go boldly to God's presence. Do we realize we can do that? Do we realize that? We don't have to go through our pastor. Bless his heart. He needs to go boldly just like each and every one of us do. So I was thinking about, I think a lot about the prayer request. Regina, Wednesday night, you know, she was heavy heart. Her heart was heavy. And that got me to thinking, Regina, you can go boldly right to God Himself through Jesus Christ our Lord, the creator of this whole entire universe, the creator of every living thing, past, present, future. You can go directly to Him. You don't have to go through anybody else. You can go to Him. And that's where we find our peace. And that's where we can go boldly. Yeah, I ain't worth a hoot. This guy right here, Jamie Burton, ain't worth a hoot. But I've accepted Jesus as my Savior, and I can go boldly to the throne of grace based on Jesus Christ. He covered me. I put on Jesus when I got saved. Hallelujah. So let's be bold. Ephesians 3:11 and 12. According to the eternal purpose which He proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in Him. In Him alone, folks. In Him alone. What an opportunity. I just can't get that out of my system. What an opportunity. We don't need to fear anything. We don't need anything else. Sean, you can go directly to God Himself. That's worthy to praise Him. That's worthy to shout. That's worthy to be excited. We can have that close encounter Dave talked about this morning. I wrote that down. We can go to Him in prayer in boldness, as Jillian did there this week. Hallelujah for that. Thank the Lord that we can do that. I remember Dad, when we was in high school and stuff, he could be a little cranky once in a while. I remember this vividly, getting off the bus. You'd kind of walk in the house and you'd kind of just peek in there in his chair just kind of see what kind of mood he was in. Before you know, if he was in a bad mood, you just kind of went on out the back door and went and done something else. But if he's a good mood, you know, you've done whatever. But with God, we don't have to wait and see what kind of mood He's in. We don't have to wait an instant. We can go to Him right now, right this second, with nothing to keep us. Nothing to hamper that. There's nothing on this earth that can stop us from going boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah this evening for that. We can receive immediate forgiveness. So I think a lot about our prayer requests we have every week. About the heartaches. About we can go directly to Him. The one that can fix everything. The one that sent His Son to die on the cross. That we can have the opportunity to go boldly to the throne of grace. That is powerful to say, I can go before God boldly. But I can. Because of what Jesus done. I left the rest of it blank. But I thought, Lord, where are we going to go from here? And I think we're boldly going to get some singing going on. And I hope you all can go boldly to the throne of grace. If you got something heavy on your heart, come boldly right here, right now. There'll be folks to pray with you, rally around you. But you, on a personal level, no matter who you are, where you're at, what you've done, you can boldly go to the throne of grace. Okay. You can boldly go to the throne of grace. And I think a lot about my past. All that garbage. Me and Debbie do this all the time now. Something sneaks up on me. That's what I do. That's it. It's behind me. It's gone. It can't bother me no more. God sent that as far as the east is from the west. Hallelujah tonight. I hate to say I wish, because, man, I hope you all feel what I feel. I hope you all have the joy that God has restored in my soul. I think often what I was a couple years ago. Me and Claire was just talking about it outside. What I was a few years ago and how He has restored. That is it right there. That joy. And it's joy like I never had before. Okay? I told Okie or something back there one day. I said, it's different. I don't want to say stronger, because I thought I was strong before, and I found out James ain't strong. He put me where I needed to be to show where, as Paul says, where the weaker I am, the stronger I am because of Him, the stronger in Jesus Christ. I die out daily. To put on Christ is to live. For me to die is gain, to live is Christ. It's all about Christ. And that's what can give us our boldness. I say praise the Lord this evening. I think I really am done. But I say hallelujah to His name. Be bold. Be bold in your testimony. There's a young fella, he got an opportunity to take another job. And he's a good guy. And he knowed, talking to him, I know he was raised in church, but I don't think he was going quite regular. And please, I worry about, because I want to stand for the Lord every minute of every day. And I hope y'all, I don't for a minute want you to think I'm tooting my own horn. But God give me the words to tell that young man. And I'd witnessed to him a couple weeks ago. I told that young man, I said, just remember, you know, I may never see you again. Just remember, when this is all said and done, you'll stand bare before God. Be prepared for that. And like I said, I may not see him again, but he's a good boy. Remember him in your prayers, if you would, but we can be bold that way. So my point is, think of the opportunity we have to go to the Almighty for anything that you have. Say, praise the Lord, be bold.